Welcome to today's episode of Ask the Experts. With us today is Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to read the following disclaimer. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of a general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. Shelley, here's my first question. Does a qualified beneficiary enrolled in COBRA have the same coverage opportunities as an employee active at work?
Hi, Jim. Yes, they do. A qualified beneficiary that is enrolled in COBRA does have the same opportunities. So when an open enrollment happens and the employer has offerings for different types of health insurance plans, as well as possibly dental, vision, or other items, that COBRA qualified beneficiary is eligible to switch their health plan or to enroll in a dental or a vision plan that they may not have been enrolled in, as long as they are in that period of COBRA, whether it's a continuation period. And most continuations are only health insurance. So from the federal COBRA perspective, when an employer has 20 or more and all employee benefits are offered, that qualified beneficiary would be eligible to enroll in anything that is offered, anything that is allowed with those similarly situated active employees.
So, Shelley, a new hire is currently insured on the marketplace and receiving a subsidy to help pay for the coverage. The new hire is offered coverage from the employer. Can the new hire retain the subsidy?
This is something that's asked often, and the answer is, in the majority of the cases, no. The new hire needs to go to the marketplace, and they need to report on their file that they have a new job and that the employer they are now working for offers coverage. They need to give the information about the coverage that is offered, the contribution that the employee is required to make. But in most cases, that subsidy will either be reduced or it will be removed in its entirety. Now, some new hires will choose not to go to the marketplace or forget to go to the marketplace. However, when they file their taxes for the current year or a subsequent year, the IRS will catch up with them and they may get a notice, oh, you were expecting to get this much money back from the government, but you improperly received a subsidy, so we are taking some of that refund back. So it's always best for that new hire to go and say, hey, my employer offered coverage, and let them make the adjustments going forward. It's certainly the opportunity of the new hire to remain with the marketplace coverage. They don't need to accept what the employer offers, but they do need to report that the employer is offering coverage when they get that new job.
Employer groups offering health insurance with fewer than 50 employees, must they comply with the maximum waiting period of 90 days before coverage is offered?
Yes, they must. Regardless of size, when an employer offers coverage, the maximum time that they make the employee wait for their benefits is 90 days. So we see the first of the month following 60 days is much more popular, as is the 90-day maximum waiting period. Remember that small groups under 50 are not required to offer coverage, but if they do, they need to adhere to the rules of that maximum waiting period being no longer than 90 days.
If an employee quits, is offered, and enrolls in COBRA, do they start over with a copay, coinsurance, and a deductible?
Good question, but the answer is no, they do not. If I'm working for an employer and I've used some of my copay coinsurance deductible, I leave that job, I select COBRA, I will continue for the rest of that year, whether it's plan year or calendar year, and any deductible copay coinsurance that has been accumulated will continue to accumulate over the course of that year. All of those will reset when the plan renews.
A couple is having a baby soon. The spouse is enrolled in her plan with her employer, but the husband does not have coverage. Can he enroll now and cover the child when born?
So this is one of those questions that is asked a little more often lately, and the answer is yes. That husband can enroll in his own coverage for himself and can add the child when that event happens. So when the child is born, that husband has the opportunity to enroll himself with his employer in his coverage, because having a baby, adopting a baby, taking a baby in for foster care or a child for foster care is a qualifying life event, and it will allow him to enroll in the coverage. And just a reminder, the qualifying life events are loss of health coverage. So you could lose that due to an existing job-based coverage, a student plan. You could lose your Medicaid, Medicare, or CHIP plan. And also for those who are turning 26 and losing coverage to their parents' plan, there might be a change in your household, such as getting married or divorced. We talked about having a baby or adopting a child. There might be a death in the family. Another qualifying life event is a change in residence. So you might move to a different zip code or a different county, a student that moves to another place where they attend school, a seasonal worker moving to or from the place that they live or work, or there could be other qualifying events, such as a big change in income. Somebody loses their job and it does make a difference in what you need to pay. Those are the main qualifying life events to take advantage of as well.
A new hire is in the waiting period and has an injury and cannot work for a few weeks. The new hire is otherwise eligible for coverage next week. What should I do as the employer?
So this one tends to be a little bit confusing. In most cases, the employer should offer enrollment to that employee. Even though that employee is injured and not able to work, they have been working toward their waiting period before they are eligible for coverage. The employer should offer that coverage to the employee. We need to look at the HIPAA non-discrimination provisions. These generally prohibit group health plans and group health insurance from discriminating based on health factors, both for eligibility and for premium contribution. And just to review those health factors that we're talking about here that cannot be used to discriminate in health coverage among individuals are their health status, the medical condition, which includes both physical and mental illness, the claims experience, the receipt of health care, their medical history, their genetic information, the evidence of insurability, which includes conditions arising out of acts of domestic violence, and participation in activities such as motorcycling, ATV riding, snowmobiling, horseback riding, and other similar activities. And the last of those health factors is disability. So the HIPAA discrimination does apply to health insurance, and employers need to make sure that they are taking into account the HIPAA non-discrimination rules and that they can't discriminate based on those health factors.
Can an employer offer domestic partner coverage to a certain class of employees, or must it apply to all?
So the first thing I would say to everyone is it's always best to check the underwriting guidelines for the carrier or insurer for the particular group. But in most cases, the employer needs to offer the domestic partner coverage to all of its employees or none. It's very hard to do this by a specific classification, and there could be a look at that as discrimination. So check your underwriting guidelines, but in most cases, if you're wanting to cover domestic partners, it applies to all of your employees.
does the ACA apply to all forms of employee benefits, such as health, dental, vision, life, etc.?
This seems like a simple answer, but, you know, we've been living with the Affordable Care Act since 2010. We've really been living with its rules since 2014, 2015. And so the answer to this is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act applies to health insurance only. It does not apply to vision, dental, or other coverage. Health only for the ACA.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please join us next month for another edition of Ask the Experts.